Hey, how you doing? Welcome to another chapter of Comments from the Peanut Gallery. And today it is the Galilee Gathering. The reading of the will. Yes, the Galilee Gathering was the reading of the will. Or the Galilee Gathering is the reading of the will. Jesus, death, burial, and resurrection. And then go to Galilee and I'll meet with you there. I'll be there in front of you. Okay, so he died, went to hell for 3 days, was raised from the dead, and he probated his own will at Galilee. He probated his own will. He You don't get, read through the Bible, read through Hebrews, read through, you don't get access to the will. Oh, the inheritance, you don't get access to the inheritance until after the death. And what did Jesus do? He died and he rose from the dead and he probated his own will. That is absolutely amazing. And why am I in front of this building? Because in this building, oh, there's stuff here that is, oh, there is ability here? Yeah. Most of it we built. As far as the building and the overhead crane and the sawmill, this sawmill, the biggest beam I've ever cut on that sawmill is a white pine beam, 18 inches square and 30 feet long. That is monstrously huge, a huge, huge tree. And it cut it into a beam 18 inches square and 30 feet long. Ability, okay? It has ability, but it also has, you see this? You see that cat behind me? Oh, that's inheritance. Camera girl's dad had purchased a bunch of gold coins, dimes and stuff. And when he left the planet, okay, that inheritance went to her and me. We're married, so it went to us, that inheritance. The gold dimes were sold, and it was divided up amongst the those who would inherit from her parental unit, her father, because her mom had already left the planet. And those gold dimes purchased that machine. And then eldest son purchased a major portion of that, as long as I retained the ability to use it anytime, anywhere on this property that I want. Okay. So I retained the right to use it whenever I want it. It's there for me to use. But what Jesus did, oh, he who always was, always will be. And you go, read again, go to Hebrews and read Hebrews. Hebrews is amazing. The book of Hebrews, the first couple chapters describing all that he made. Made the heavens are the work of thy hands. The heavens, the stars, and the galaxies. Okay, he made it all. And he presented at the Galilee Gathering. He went through the prophecies, identifying that the one spoken of in all of these prophecies, the only one, and his resurrection, raised from dead, proved it all true, raised from dead. And there's thousands of people at the Galilee Gathering, thousands of people that see him there, that went there expecting him to be raised from the dead. He was raised from the dead, and they went there to see him, to hear from him. And they get there, and it's the reading of the will. He goes through, he identifies himself as the one that all of these prophecies identified. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement needful for our peace was laid upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Okay, that guy, Jesus. He went through, and there's over 300, like 365. Some of them are a little foggy, maybe, in my understanding, but some of them are very specific, but they identify Jesus as Messiah. And that he's the one that, died and rose again. Thou shalt not leave my soul in hell. Okay? He didn't stay there. He was there for 3 days. But he was raised from the dead. In the midst of hell itself. The new birth is a reality. He told Mary Magdalene and the other women, go tell my brethren that I go to Galilee before them, and there shall they see me. So they went for the reading of the will. And they found out that through the new birth. Now, the stuff behind me, you see that stuff? If you have a physical something, okay, it can be, people can gather together and take it away, or say, no, you can't touch it, can't use it, blow it up, whatever, if you have a physical something. But the DNA of God in you is the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry. Now, the cat you see there, we went out and bought it. Eldest son and I went and looked at it and go, yes, this is the one we want. And we came into this agreement and da, 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 da. And the cash that we had from the dimes purchased it. And then he acquired back for me. And it was agreed ahead of time. But that is inheritance. Okay. But the building itself and the stuff in it, most of that, we built, and it was done with, ability of God in me. I, just like every born again one of us, each one of us, you, me, every born again one of us has inheritance, God's inheritance in us, his DNA in us. The new birth is real. The new birth supplies you with the equipping, the perfecting, the ability of God in you, where each of us received, every born again one of us received an equal volume blended portion of our Heaven Father's DNA in us. My inheritance from God, his DNA in me, enabled me to build that. It's the ability that I have drawn upon all of the years of making machinery for other people and sending it around the country. You know, sometimes I didn't do real good. I did my best, and sometimes it wasn't good. You know, it was good, but it wasn't make. Some of the machines that we've made, absolutely magnificent. A lot of them, a lot of the designs, and they have met the needs of people. And they, in turn, those that bought machinery from us, have met the needs of people. It's the ministry of Jesus on this earth. It covers all of life and all of godliness, and its ability of God in us to meet the needs of those around. Ability of God in you. His synopsis of it in Ephesians chapter 4. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. But you got to get into your thinking that it is for all of life and all of godliness. To take the gospel, his ability in you, to take the gospel, his ability in you, to take the gospel, his ability in you, take the gospel into all your world. That whatever you do in word or deed, you do it all with the ability of God in you. It makes things, it builds things, it creates things, it teaches other people. It does. Look at the synopsis, Ephesians 4. and Corinthians 12 and Romans 12 talking about the ability of God in us to meet the needs of those around. And Jesus said, even the same way as the Father has sent me, the Father sent him, called, equipped, empowered, anointed, with ability, inherent ability in him. Okay, even as the Father has sent me, Jesus said, even as the Father has sent me, so send I you. Same way, called, equipped, empowered, anointed, with the, oh, you have a physical inheritance? Yeah. And you also have inherent DNA of God ability in you. It is the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry. And you've got it in you, resident in you through the new birth. Every born again one of us do. And what else? What about everybody else? He wills that all be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth, the knowing of the truth. That's his will. That's the will of Almighty God. He wills that all be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. And what is the truth? Take the gospel into all your world. And what? You meet the needs of those around. We see the functioning of it as ethical capitalism. Oh, that's as far as a term to put it into how it functions on this planet. Make a product that works really good. Make a car that works really good. Make stuff that make houses that function really well. Good design that meet the needs of those around. Tell the truth. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Herein is contained all the law and the prophets. Herein is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Herein is contained all the law and the prophets. It is so simple, so amazing. Once understand the length, the breadth, the depth, the height of God's kingdom, the expanse of his kingdom, the expanse of it. It is magnificently beautiful, huge, the expanse of his kingdom. The Galilee gathering was the reading of the will, and Jesus probated his own will. Enjoy the journey.